that very moment, the director came out of his room. He had such a fearful appearance that one look at him would fill you with horror. His beard was as black as pitch, and so long that it reached from his chin down to his feet. His mouth was as wide as an oven, his teeth like yellow fangs, and his eyes two glowing red coals. In his huge hairy hands a long whip, made of green snakes and black cat's tails twisted together, swished through the air in a dangerous way. Oh, at the unexpected apparition, no one dared even to breathe. One could almost hear a fly go by. Those poor marionettes, one and all, trembled like leaves in a storm.
"Why have you brought such excitement into my theater?"
the huge fellow asked Pinocchio with the voice of an ogre suffering with a cold.
"Believe me, Your Honor, the fault was not mine."
"Enough, be quiet. I'll take care of you later."
As soon as the play was over, the director went to the kitchen, where a fine big lamb was slowly turning on the spit. More wood was needed to finish cooking it. He called Harlequin and Pulcinella and said to them,
"Bring that marionette to me. He looks as if he were made of well-seasoned wood. He'll make a fine fire for this spit."
Harlequin and Pulcinella hesitated a bit. Then, frightened by a look from their master, they left the kitchen to obey him. A few minutes later they returned, carrying poor Pinocchio, who was wriggling and squirming like an eel and crying pitifully,
"Father, save me! I don't want to die! I don't want to die!"